So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Amoicher Makam L'Chaveir Lasas L'Kever. If someone sells space in this property for the buyer to build an underground family burial chamber, V'chein Makambal B'Chaveir Lasas L'Kever. Or if someone contracts to build this chamber for another person, the following are the required measurements. Aisa Teicha Shal Ma'ara Dalat Amas Al Sheish. A crypt consists of two caves, each measuring 4 by 6 amas. And the Braisa adds, Goiva Ma'ara Arba Amas. Each cave requires a height of 4 amas. Mishnah continues, each cave has space for 8 graves dug into its walls, 3 on each long side, and 2 in the wall opposite the entrance. Each grave measures 4 amas long, 7 tvachim high, and 6 tvachim wide. As Rashbam explains, 3 amas is the length of the average corpse, with 1 additional amma needed for the casket. The casket is 6 tefachim high, plus an extra tefach to allow for easy access. The extra tefach contains the tumah in the chamber, and passerby could walk over the chamber without becoming tameh. As Tais explains, a person is a bit less than 1 amma wide. The Rashbam also explains how they were spaced along the chamber walls. Each grave was 1 amma wide, with a space of an amma between graves, and a half an amma space between the corner graves and the walls. However, Reb Shimon maintains that each cave measures 6 by 8 amas, and contains 13 graves, four on each long side, 3 on the wall opposite the entrance, and 1 on either side of the entrance. The Mishnah continues, the crypt requires a courtyard at the entrance to these caves, measuring 6 amas by 6 amas, to accommodate a coffin and the pallbearers. And this courtyard opened to the 2 caves. However, each courtyard opened to 4 caves, 1 in each direction. The Gemara elaborates on the exact positioning of the graves. Reb Shimon said, there was a grave to the right and the left of the entrance of each cave. The Gemara asks, "Hani trei lehecha shadilu? Where exactly were these 2 graves positioned? Ilavrai, if they were dug under the courtyard near the entrance, there are 2 issues. As Rashbam explains, "Drisas noisi hamitik esh bevinas hamit lachatzer b'shvil hiluch lefishal loy kapit." According to Reb Shimon, that there are 4 caves in all 4 directions, the funeral party must cross over the graves in order to get into the courtyard in the center. However, since it's only momentarily, it is not considered disrespectful. However, Meshivim Sham Hamitu Mishtain Sham Harbe. Once in the courtyard, they would linger there for some time to deliver eulogies. Therefore, Ilivrai Hokumistashilhu. If they were dug under the courtyard, the pallbearers would remain standing over the graves for a longer time, and this would be disrespectful to the deceased. Furthermore, Mishnah states Chatzra Kever Ha'imid Betechi Tar. One who stands in the courtyard of these burial graves is still Tar. If there were graves dug under the courtyard, why does one not become Tame from these graves? The Gemara offers 2 answers. The Avalahu Kiminagar. These graves were dug vertically, immediately adjacent to the entrance to the caves, and people do not usually stand so close to the entrance. However, Bi'echanan says, Kavuras Chamayrim Hizu. This is how one buries animals, by tossing them into a pit, and is disrespectful to the deceased. Therefore, he answers, The Avalahu Bekaren Zavis Uba Maimik. They were dug at the corners of the cave, opposite the entrance, at a lower point than the 2 adjacent graves. The Rashbam explains, Lefikach Isa Isam Lasham. Although one could dig multiple graves throughout the chamber at different levels, they were placed purposefully at the corners because Komash and Nichnes Hakoch Shabakaran Bakarka Mirsrachik Minakuchen. They were successively further from the adjacent graves as they deepened, minimizing their combined effect on the walls between them. The Gemara now explains Reb Shimon's other ruling, Arba la Arba Ruchesa. Each courtyard opened to 4 caves, 1 in each direction, and asks, Hecha Avid Lahu Hakonogi Kuchen La Dadi. The corner graves of each cave overlap the graves of the adjacent cave. The Gemara suggests 3 answers. B'maimik, they were dug at alternating depths, allowing for this overlapping. D'avalahu kicharusa, the graves along each cave side were dug at diagonals, keeping them the necessary distance from each other. However, the Gemara challenges this second solution. Kol amsa biribua amsa betrei chumsha balachsaina. The diagonal of a square is 1 2/5 of its side, and so kama havalahu chadsrei b'chumsha. Since the length of each cave is 8 amas, the square formed between two caves is 8 by 8, and its diagonal is 11 1/5. Therefore, kuchen kama hava tamanya. Tamanya b'chadsrei b'chumsha haich mishkachas la. If the graves were dug at an angle, they all intersected the diagonal of the square. Yet there were 8 graves between these two sides. Each grave measured 1 amma, with an amma between them. And so 8 graves required a length of 15 ammas, while the diagonal only measures 11 1/5. The Gemara responds, Berusahi, indeed this answer is mistaken, and we must defer to the former answer. A third answer, Benifli. Any overlapping graves were much smaller than the size described in the Mishnah and were used for the stillborn. Therefore, they did not damage each other. The Mishnah concludes, "B'Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hakol lefi hasela." It depends on the firmness of the soil, as the Rashbam explains, "Lefi chayzik hakarka yarba o yemayit kuchen." Depending on the strength of the cave's walls, sometimes less than 1 amma between graves can be sufficient, allowing for more graves, and sometimes more than 1 amma between graves would be required, resulting in less graves.